Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Good evening. The show is dominated tonight by a conversation about the peace plan, so-called. 28-point peace plan, 19-point peace plan. Peace plan acceptable, not acceptable. And many players moving, some invited, some pushing their way into the table. Right now, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner seem to have a document or some sort of conversation that are headed to Moscow, we're told. But the story is changing all the time. Whether or not Kiev goes along with it, there are a couple of road signs that point to slower progress in the coming days. For example, I'm told, according to the Constitution in Ukraine, that any transfer of the Ukrainian territory to another entity, such as Russia, requires a vote of the Rada, the Assembly. Extremely unlikely to happen quickly, maybe even unlikely to happen at all. Also, there are parts of the peace plan that seem to involve NATO more than they do Ukraine. Very odd. The whole thing is odd. What I learned during the day, talking to Judy Dempsey, Gregory Copley, Mary Kissel, foreign policy commentators, is that the Witkoff-Kushner construction was mostly taking notes on the basis of what Dmitriev said, the head of the Sovereign Wealth Fund in Russia. Not one of them a diplomat, not one of them understanding or paying attention to State Department protocol, where you have a document arranged long beforehand, much hashed over, much approved. Odd. The whole story of this seems odd. Perhaps we'll get a complete explanation, well, maybe in this century. In any event, it dominates the conversation everywhere. In the meantime, it's fun today to talk about other matters. Kevin Fraser from the Civitas Institute helps me understand where the law is, regulation is on artificial intelligence. To sum it up, it's nowhere. People who want to regulate are being held back because it's too early. What are you regulating? The version that I'm doing on Anthropic and Gemini and Grok and Google, those are early versions for retail. They're not the stuff on the front line. There are concerns here, insurance, health, security, lots of concerns about who's responsible, who can be sued, who is reckless in introducing language that's inappropriate. But it's all a brave new world, I learned from Kevin Fraser. I also talked to Gregory Copley about NATO. I talked to Judy Dempsey about it, too. Apparently, the Western approaches to Ireland that are dominated by crisscrossing international cables, where all the financial matters are carried, not on a satellite, on cables, secure. It's all been mapped out by the Russians, not for good intentions. And there's no defense. Ireland doesn't have a navy, has 4 ships down from 8, doesn't have a budget of a sizable quality. It's not a member of NATO, it's a member of EU. All the first time I learned this. Gregory Copley helped me that it's been this way for quite some time. Ireland is beyond a free rider here. Member of the EU, but it doesn't want to help protect the EU in the back door. Western approaches. There's much more to the show. We also look at very carefully what we can say about the suspended violence in the Middle East, the so-called ceasefire in Hezbollah, the so-called ceasefire in Gaza, the mystery of Syria. Hezbollah is a very aggressive and targeted killing over these last days by Israel against the chief of staff or the man serving as the chief of staff to bring in more and more arms. And the story is that the Lebanese government will not, cannot disarm Hezbollah. The Lebanese armed forces will not, cannot disarm Hezbollah. Hezbollah is rearming so that the war can start again. The smuggling route from Iran, I'm told, is open. Weapons are coming in. Are missiles coming in? Are the really good missiles that Iran has developed coming in? Unknown. Gaza, the Hamas, what's left of it, is provoking Israel by running across the yellow line, taking shots. Israel returns proportionally. No, it returns a bombing raid because that's the way you take out five of the Chicago rules. He brings a knife, you bring a gun. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put five of his in the morgue. That's just the Sean Connery speech from long ago in another world in the 20th century, Elliot Ness story. In any event, there are no good reasons to believe the ceasefires will hold much longer. But Israel's exhausted, and everybody needs a chance to review. The double game is going on. Turkey is a bad actor in Syria. Turkey is a bad actor in Gaza. I learned from Jonathan Schanzer at the FDD. Also talk about what we can say, what is positive about China's loans these last years, is that Belt and Road was initially thought to encourage business with China. It's turned into something else. China needs to take the cash it takes in from the export model and put it to work. It doesn't want to use it in domestically, Joe Sternberg tells me, because it fears inflation. So it puts it overseas, but where? They built bad dams, bad roads, bad ports. Nobody uses their airports, and there's no income from them. It's wasted cash, wasted GDP. So now they've moved to participating in financing of enterprises in developed countries, not undeveloped countries. There's nothing generous about this. They want their money back. But developed countries are suspicious of having China showed up. Okay, if you want to put your money on the table, but you don't get decision-making. Anyway, I learned this all from Joe Sternberg, and then we had fun time talking about the brouhaha in labor. Apparently, there's now talk of a challenge to Keir Starmer in the new year, sometime in springtime during local elections. Unknown. It's all new to me, the parliamentary election. Parliamentary procedures, but with a huge majority, Starmer is said to be vulnerable. Odd business. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.